VO Radio for the voiceover community.
Call in and ask a contributor a question.
Here on VO Radio, the live shows every Monday and Wednesday, 5 p.m. Eastern.
Whether a beginner or veteran voice talent,
there's something for everyone.
VO Radio, it's here for you.
Hey, welcome back to VO Radio Live. Let's talk VO. And we're getting into our next segment, which is an exciting segment for us here. Our first ever Audition Underground audition review.
Woo-hoo!
Yeah, we're kind of stoked.
All right.
You know what? You can also be featured. Go ahead and go to the Audition Underground link on the website at the top of the feedback area there. And you can submit any one of the auditions listed on the page. And we can randomly pick your name. Then you get a free review as well. We are going to be going through reviewing those behind the scenes and you know, giving them a little bit of feedback by email. I've had a couple of people ask, what purpose is it for me to send in auditions if you aren't going to review them live and if you're only going to put them on the website without any feedback? So that is something we're going to implement here real soon. So definitely take advantage of that.
Oh my gosh. They have never critiqued 5,000 auditions before, obviously.
Crazy,
in their entire life, or they wouldn't be asking
out of
that
mind. But you know what? We're with you. I understand and we feel your pain. So yeah, we're going to figure out how to handle that. Hey, I want to remind you really quickly about getting the app. Make sure you get the new iPhone app and the Android app. We've developed brand new broadcast style apps for you, so go ahead and check it out. You can find a link to that on the website, and also in the QR codes, scan those and download the app. It takes about 30 seconds and you'll be able to listen to us anywhere you are, traveling, at the airport, soccer game. I don't care what you're doing. You could be sitting in the grocery store in line listening to valuable tips here at VO Radio. So, hey, let's get into this. So today we're going to be talking about the animation audition sent in by Susan H. And if Susan's listening, cool. If you're not, we're going to go ahead and have this available on demand. So you'll be able to go in and listen to this on demand. And if you are listening in the future, hi. On demand. So let's go ahead and go for it. I'm going to play it a couple times, and then we're going to go around the table and let our panelists give you a little bit of feedback. Remind you that this is not feedback to be negative. It's constructive, positive. So that's our disclaimer. We're trying to basically give you some input, advice, and positive things you can take back to the table, and you can implement in your own auditions every day as a newbie or a working talent out there. So, all right, with no further ado, let's go for it. So here is Susie H.
Susie Hackle.
There is no way you're getting me to go in there without just cause. Do you think I'm crazy or just stupid? But maybe, just maybe, it's a cave for aliens. Okay, cool. Let's check it out. This has to be the most crazy, irresponsible idea you ever had as a soldier. I should never have promoted you to commander of this ship. Get yourself out of my chair and off my bridge.
Well, I guess everybody in the world now knows who that is. So let's listen again. Here we go.
Susie Hackle.
There is no way you're getting me to go in there without just cause. Do you think I'm crazy or just stupid? But maybe, just maybe, it's a cave for aliens. Okay, cool. Let's check it out. This has to be the most crazy, irresponsible idea you ever had as a soldier. I should never have promoted you to commander of this ship. Get yourself out of my chair and off my bridge.
That's pretty good, actually. Very good. Excellent.
Oh,
you know, and that takes a lot of, you know what, to give this a shot in front of the entire world. So, hey, Susie, good job. So let's go ahead and start around the table. Let's go for Diana first, and then we'll pass it over to Deb. How about that?
What a great job, Susie. That was really fun. So we have a lot of people to get through to critique. So I will just say that I loved the first half. I was really getting into it. The second half, I would have wanted to hear a little more commitment as you're like yelling at him to get off your bridge. I wanted to hear something that was more just concrete, a little more angry, or a little more frustrated, just to commit a little bit more. Otherwise, I think that your character construction was good. The sound quality was good. And overall, very well done.
Excellent.
Okay, that's
excellent.
My two
Deb,
cents.
What do you think, Deb?
Nice job. Good. Some nice points there. I love the character. The character's got some real personality to it, and we're really looking for that when we're hearing anything we're doing. It's the personality behind it. So I totally got that. You got that in fold. One problem was I didn't hear adventure, so that was missing. So right away, that's something we don't think about. We want to make sure we're reviewing our auditions before we send them out, because that could be disappointing to the client that didn't get to hear that part. The other reason is when we have a script like this, there's three different sections. There's one that's adventure, one that's nervous, one that's on the emotion, which is great. I did hear that. But there wasn't a lot of big changes that were differentiating each of those three things, in this case, two. And I think that would have helped you. I thought if you started off the way you did first was great. I love the way you said stupid. It was really fun. I love the way you said missed adventure, how you said loved out of my chair. There were some great moments. But physically, what more can you feed the animators? What could be physically happening? There's no way. Oh, you're going to get me there. You know, maybe there's something happening that they're about to grab you. You can just add more layers. You're really good. There's great bass to work with here.
Awesome. Here it goes again. Let's play it one more time.
Susie Hackle.
There is no way you're getting me to go in there without just cause. Do you think I'm crazy or just stupid? But maybe, just maybe, it's a K for aliens. Okay, cool. Let's check it out. This has to be the most crazy, irresponsible idea you ever had as a soldier. I should never have promoted you to commander of this ship. Get yourself out of my chair and off my bridge.
Awesome. You know, and what I like to say about it real quick before I hand it off to maybe Bev next is, I like that you actually used Walla quite a bit, or we use a little bit of characterization of the voice. You threw a little bit of wobbleness in her voice. You gave her a little bit of a play and a laugh and a giggle and a little bit of something going on in the voice, the way it was performed and delivered. I also like that I heard a few what I call word stretches in there. You pulled a few words. You allowed yourself to actually take the words and stretch the words a bit. A lot of voice talent, and those that are probably listening, they primarily rip and read copy, and they don't, especially in gaming and animation and cartooning, we're allowed to actually perform. We're allowed to pull words. I know what you're trying to do. You know, you're pulling the word. Allow yourself to have the ability to word stretch, I call it. Pulling string. That makes you different than everybody else. What's going to make you apart, Susie, from everybody that you're auditioning against is how well you bring it to life. Not just delivering the lines in a character, but actually having the character come to life, having the personality. So, Bev, what are you thinking, Bev, on that?
I thought it was great. A lot of the things I was going to say, I've already heard, and that's adding a little improv, adding that to get right. That nervousness out. I think that would have helped your first line. I love the character. I could almost envision what you'd look like, because I thought it had character, and I thought that was really nice. And I also want to say a positive. I would have liked to have heard you angrier, but at the end you were gritting your teeth and you could hear it, just like you can hear when someone smiles. You could hear, I know you were gritting your teeth. So good job.
Yeah, really good. What do you think, Dawn?
Okay, so I love this voice. Sounds like Tweety Bird's granny.
Right, that's
so
the first thing I
thought. Monopolize on that. That's great. You could actually, you know, that's probably really sellable. I think we need to hear more of the subtext going on. So, for example, the nervousness one. When we're nervous, it's difficult to get words out. And so
exactly.
We needed to hear that. And maybe you can't add the script, but you can drag things out and be more. Think about you're in the situation where you're really frightened and nervous.
Right.
Things don't come out that easily. And then the other thing is, look at each one of these sentences in all of these. In all three of these, is a different idea, a different thought, a different direction.
Exactly.
Some of those maybe go out to people. Some of those are maybe you talking to yourself and are more inward.
Mm-hmm. So different analyze day, different each, scene.
Right. Analyze each sentence individually. Think about what's the subtext of this? Who am I talking to? What do I want to say? And then let your emotionality drive it. So I think you're
awesome.
Starting with a really, really great place, but I think there's lots of things you can work on and grow with too.
That's awesome. A great way to show range too.
Yeah, exactly. You know what I want to do? Let Stacy give us her opinion, since she's only a couple years into this madness, and she does do a variety of characters and females in a showcase on her website. You should check that out.
She's also an expert.
What's your thought?
Too,
yeah,
right?
She is. So let's. What's your opinion from a new animated voice talent yourself over the last couple of years now?
Well, you know what? This is a fun exercise. Well, first of all, I want to say I also love this character, and anything that you do to embellish this or add to it is just icing on the cake. You've already got a great character to begin with. Your last sentence in the nervous, a few sentences, that was the most nervous for me. Maybe before that, I didn't really feel that you were nervous, even though I liked what you were saying. It's not till that very last sentence that I felt the nervousness of it. And I love the teethy. Yes, I love the teethy and the angry. That was good. And it really made me feel like you were definitely really angry. And the walla. And yeah, I guess just more variation with your emotions, like Deb said, you know, just to be able to differentiate between the nervous and the angry more clearly for this exercise.
Amazing.
And that's all I have.
Fantastic. Everybody gave great advice. So there you go, Susan H., even though I billboard the name right at the beginning. I had a crowd of people off camera were laughing like, what the heck, dude? Hint, that worked. So anyways, hey, you can participate too. Send your audition through the Audition Underground and we'll check you out. Who knows, at random, we're going to pull another name out. This time we're going to notify them throughout the week so they can be prepared next Monday, every Monday from then on when we do one, to let them know we're going to be doing the Audition Underground.
Can I add something, Anthony?
Sure,
they were talking, that person who had said, you know, why should I audition? I just want to be combative a little bit for a second. Because you've got a whole bunch of experts here that maybe might listen to your audition, just like every other audition you might do. You may get heard and you may not get heard by the clients. You won't know. So I encourage you to not look at auditions as such hard work. Mm-hmm. It's good work. It's, if you know what you're doing, it can be, you know, a lot of work, but I would encourage you to want to celebrate that opportunity to be heard, because most actors, voice actors, sorry, want to be heard.
Really good point.
So hopefully you want to be heard.
Yeah. Really good point. And you know what?
Plant a lot of seeds and some might grow.
Yeah. And let me make sure I clarify in defense for that individual who I will not name, but you know who you are.
Of course not.
Really good point she just made. So keep that in mind, that you can send out sometimes hundreds of auditions a month and you're lucky if all of them get listened to. Most don't. But the reality is, I think what he was saying in his defense was, why are we submitting auditions if they aren't going to be reviewed and featured on the website? And so I understand what he meant by that. That's kind of why I said, well, maybe, yeah, we need to think about it, because if we're just putting in a review up there or an audition up there in the feature, then we're not offering any feedback on the tail end or the backside of a billboard or some feature. Yeah, I kind of agree to that to a point. So we're going to see what we can do about that, how we can possibly pass that around and maybe get a few feedbacks offered on a couple of them, so that when we do post them up on the up on the broadcast, they are played, but then there is feedback on the backside. Because if not, I think that does, in his defense, I think that does kind of defeat the purpose of having their audition shared if there's nothing constructively given on the backside that they can hear. So that's something to think about. But that was a good point. Hopefully what you just heard a few minutes ago is going to be food for thought for you. So hey, sit tight. Good job. Susan, I hope that helps you out a bit. We'll be back in just a second. Hang tight, everybody.